Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County School Board forms committee to boost teacher recruitment. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County School Board is forming a new committee aimed at finding new ways to recruit more teachers in the district. According to the Gillette News Record, earlier this year, the board approved pay raises for all district employees, including a $3,500 increase in starting teacher pay, the third largest year-over-year raise since 1992. But board members say salary alone won't solve ongoing staffing shortages. Board member Mark Christensen said the district must look beyond pay and find ways to attract people committed to lifelong learning. The challenge is significant. Campbell County often needs to fill about 70 teaching positions a year, while the University of Wyoming only graduates 140 to 170 teachers annually to serve all 48 districts statewide. Board members discussed expanding recruitment beyond UW to regional colleges in South Dakota, Nebraska, and North Dakota, and exploring community-based solutions like housing support for student teachers. Superintendent Alex Ayers noted the district is relying more on teachers with exception authorizations who teach while completing their credentials. The new recruitment committee will include board members and administrators and will work on a multi-pronged strategy to attract educators to Campbell County. Weston County Clerk challenges legislative subpoena, seeks dismissal of criminal charge. The attorney for Weston County Clerk Becky Hadlock is asking a Casper judge to dismiss criminal charges against her, arguing state lawmakers overstepped their authority by subpoenaing her to testify about election errors. According to Cowboy State Daily, Hadlock was charged in October with failure to appear for a legislative subpoena after she did not attend a September meeting of the legislature's Management Audit Committee. If convicted, she faces up to 6 months in jail and a $100 fine. She's pleaded not guilty. Her attorney, Ryan Semerad, filed a motion Monday arguing the subpoena was invalid from the start, claiming lawmakers improperly used their investigative powers to pursue what amounted to a criminal inquiry, a role reserved for the executive branch. He also says the subpoena violated Hadlock's constitutional right against self-incrimination and her due process rights, citing the short 6-day notice to travel to Casper. The case stems from ballot errors in Weston County during the 2024 general election, which were corrected within days. Secretary of State Chuck Gray has criticized Hadlock's handling of the issue and called her refusal to testify deeply troubling. Legislative leaders involved say the committee acted within its authority and that the subpoena was lawful. The judge has not yet ruled, and the case remains ongoing. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.